Welcome to The Forum, the program that educates, motivates, and advocates on behalf of our listeners. The Forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare, and it is always a pleasure to talk with Denise McWhorter and Wayne Cannon. Denise McWhorter, if you didn't know, is the president of the Greater Peoria chapter of the Jack and Jill organization, Jack and Jill of America, and Wayne is the manager of the Peoria Area Food Bank. They're here to tell us about an event that they're calling the Super Bowl of Caring. As you know, the Super Bowl will take place in February the 11th. And between now and then, Jack and Jill and the Peoria Area Food Bank are teaming up to tackle hunger. So Denise, tell us the idea behind this. And you're spelling Super Bowl, not S-U-P-E-R, but S-O-U-P-E-R.
Exactly. TackleHunger.org is an organization that's nationwide, and what they do is they collect canned goods and non-perishable food items to donate to local food banks, such as the Peoria Food Bank. And we have thought about this and decided that if we can get just everyone that is watching the Super Bowl,
which would be millions of people,
exactly, to donate $1 or one canned good, we could make a huge impact in our community.
$1 or one canned good.
Exactly.
It seems small when you think of it in that term, in those terms, but Wayne, this would be great if everybody who was watching the Super Bowl would participate in something like that.
Oh, this would be a great opportunity for the Peoria Area Food Bank, for our community, and we are just so thankful that the Jack and Jill organization has reached out to us. This is a very difficult time of the year for individuals facing food insecurity. Right after the holidays, the temperature has dropped, so heating bills are going up. So the pockets of many individuals who depend on food banks are stretched. So the Jack and Jill organization reaching out to the Peoria Area Food Bank to help feed the 36,000 food insecure individuals living in our community will be grateful. And this is a great event. Even though some folks will be having fun and enjoying the game, some folks will be wondering what they're going to cook for dinner in the evening. So Jack and Jill reaching out at this time of the year is a great opportunity.
You mentioned 36,000 plus people with food insecurity. You have some other numbers here that will give our listeners a better idea of the need for folks. Some of these are pretty staggering. You're talking about hungry people in our community. What, one in seven children?
Yeah, one in seven children, one in nine adults face food insecurity. And that food insecurity, that term means they do not know when their next healthy, nutritious meal is coming from. So then we're not talking about hunger. Hunger is when you could go maybe grab a bag of chips, a soda pop, maybe grab some ramen noodles. However, food insecurity is when you need some vegetables, some protein, when you need a nice sandwich, a bowl of soup.
And you don't have the means to get it.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm hungry right now, right? And when we get done with this interview, I can go out and get myself something to eat to satisfy my hunger. There's a difference between me and someone who doesn't have the means to feed themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to tell a little story about when I was at the gas station. A young mother who had a car full of children had a gallon of fruit punch and six honey buns. And she was on her way to school. Now, her children would not be hungry, but they're food insecure. You know, she is feeding them, and her children might even love the fact that mom is feeding us honey buns and fruit punch. However,
that's not a balanced meal.
That's not a balanced meal. And the effects of that, you know, food insecurity leads to obesity, diabetes, hypertension, because of a poor diet. So there's many, many concerns that we as a community face that we all deal with because that young parent, because of limited resources, is feeding us her children that type of meal.
So what's the ultimate solution? When I look at the Super Bowl of Caring, I see us tackling hunger in kind of a project-oriented way. But long-term, Wayne, what's the ultimate solution?
The ultimate solution is to create self-sufficiency. You know, we need to be able to provide the resources, tools, to provide the loving and the care, to teach individuals how to take care of themselves, how to take care of their families. Do we need to teach folks, individuals, the not just talking about proper nutrition, but we need to talk to individuals about how to navigate certain systems that we have. We need to talk to individuals about how to
balance the budget at home. Is that part of it?
That's a small part of it. But you, in order to balance a budget, you
need to have a budget.
You have to have a budget. So you really can't. And of course, there's all different type of layers as we talked about food insecurity. You know, the myth is people stay on, come rely on pantries forever, for years. But that's not true. The average person comes who visits a pantry is there for maybe 9 months. For instance, a person loses a job. They start relying on a pantry until another job comes in. A person has a car accident. They need car repairs. Person, health bills. You know, there's many reasons why a person's budget goes out of whack, and then they in turn need to rely on a food pantry. But in, you know, as we talk about long term, what they need, but also there's some short term needs, and that's why the Jack and Jill organization is so important. It's so critical to bring awareness to this problem, and we can make a difference.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because bringing awareness, Denise, is something that I'm not sure people are as aware about this problem as we need to be. 1 in 7 children, 1 in 9 adults, you know, 36,000 people in our community, and we have a community of, 200,000 when you add in the metro areas. That's a lot of folks. You know, that's a good significant chunk of the population. So I don't think people are aware. And to Wayne's point, yeah, if people are aware, then an event like this, you're hoping, would resonate with folks, and they would say, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And yeah, I have some discretionary money, or I at least have a dollar or a can in my pantry.
That's exactly the point. I think that we are all so busy with our own lives that we really don't see the fact that there are people that are near us, that sometimes are sitting right next to us, that are food insecure. They're hungry. Children that are coming to school each day are coming to school hungry. And people that are homeless, they are out of sight and out of mind. And so through the Super Bowl of Caring, and with Jack and Jill's help, we're hoping to bring more awareness to people that can hear this program, people at our jobs, our friends, our relatives, to understand that there are people that are not quite as fortunate as we may be.
Mm-hmm. So specifically, how will this work? Let's say I'm listening to this program or I hear about this, the Super Bowl of Caring, tacklehunger.org. Do I go on there? Where do I bring my can or my dollar?
Thank you for asking. Okay, that's a multi-part question. It is the tacklehunger.org is an organization that's nationwide. And we can go to their website to learn more about what they do. They get together with groups such as Jack and Jill of America Incorporated, and we go out and we ask people to donate. Whether people donate canned goods or money, it all goes either to the food bank or it will go to tacklehunger.com, if it's a monetary donation. And they will send 100% of the monetary proceeds to the food bank of our choice. And I got the opportunity to choose which food bank I wanted to work with. I wanted to keep our monies
local,
our funds right here in our community. And so that's why I wanted to work specifically with the Peoria Food Bank.
Okay. And so, Wayne, how much are you hoping you get? Have you put out a benchmark? Are you hoping to, you know, reach a certain level? Or what would a successful campaign look like?
You know, Gary, a successful campaign, especially to a hungry person, is a meal. You know, we will be better off after this event than we would be if we never had it. That being said, this is a very giving community. We do have expectations on what we anticipate this event bringing in to the Peoria Area Food Bank. But there are other factors that you cannot put a price tag on. The awareness of getting the word out to the community. Jack and Jill is an organization that works with young folks. Letting young folks take part in an activity to teach them to care about their numbers. So, you know, if we get 1,000 pounds of food, if we raise a couple of $1,000, that would be great. That would be fantastic. But the awareness, as you mentioned earlier, what can we do about hunger? And you're right, Gary, you know, we do have a goal. We do need to reduce food insecurity. We need to shorten the line of individuals coming to food banks, food pantries. So we need to work on the immediate needs. And Jack and Jill is reaching out to help us do a fun event, because this is focused around the Super Bowl, but this is also a serious event. Food insecurity for young folks. You know, you just imagine a young person coming home and there's nothing to eat from school. I'm staying home on a Saturday and there's nothing in the cupboard to eat. You know, as we drive through our community, we see quite a few homeless individuals, people knocking on your windshield as your car drives by. You know, because we do work with soup kitchens, we do work with some whether it's the Dream Center Soup Kitchen, Salvation Army Soup Kitchen, whether it's Sophie's Kitchen. So even though these dollars will be coming to the food bank, we in turn will also distribute them to other organizations and other sites in our community.
That was going to be my next question. When you get food that comes to the food bank, what happens to it? Where does my can of soup or my can of pork and beans go?
Yeah. Well, we have a network of 83 pantries spread across three counties, Peoria County, Tazewell County, and Mason County. So we in turn work with these pantries to determine what needs there are. You know, these dollars and foods are coming to us. So we will use these dollars to purchase food that we will distribute to these pantries in and of itself. We also do mobile pantry. A mobile pantry is when we purchase food, load it up in a truck, go to a specific area, whether it's south side, whether it's the north side, whether it's in Tazewell County. You know, to distribute it to individuals who are in need.
Who do you see come to the pantries? You were telling me that you have seen people who have at one time in their lives made donations to the food bank or to a pantry, and then some years later fell on hard times and they are the recipients of that kind of donation.
Absolutely. You know, many of us are one paycheck away from needing a pantry ourselves. You know, when your utility bill comes due, you know, and it's time to pay it, when you look at your budget and you try to figure out where can you cut, one of the first things you cut is your food budget. When you have a car repair, you know, and I mentioned that earlier, when you have a car repair and something has to get done, you once again, the food budget gets cut. Baby needs new shoes. So what do you cut? You know, the food budget. And when you said who visits pantries? Seniors. You know, many of our seniors, those who rely on one check a month, once that check cuts, you get the check at the beginning of the month, come near the 20th, right now folks are tightening up on their budgets. Right now. We also talk about, you know, there's developmentally delayed individuals who are neighbors. They're functioning, they look, you know, and they are different, a little different. I hope I'm not being politically correct as I talk about it. But sometimes they have a difficult time managing their money. You know, sometimes you will go into a Walmart or Kroger's and you see folks with a basket full of food. And you say, well, look at that. And the food in there might not be the most appropriate food, but they might be doing the best they can, the best they can.
But there is also times when people who have a full-time job are food insecure. Their paycheck only goes so far. So it can be people that look just like you or just like I.
People who are house poor.
Exactly.
What do you mean house poor?
People who have a house, you know, you drive past, you say, oh, wow, that's a nice house, and, you know, they must be doing well, but they're actually not doing so well.
Yeah.
There are also people who are going to work every day, even to more than one job, that's living in their car. But you may not know that, you know, so it's a lot of people that may need be in need of the food that we were all going to donate.
Yes. We want to remind our listeners, this is the forum on WPNV. The forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare, and we have in our studio Denise McWhorter, who is the president of the Greater Peoria chapter of Jack and Jill of America, and Wayne Cannon, who is the manager of the Peoria Area Food Bank. They're here telling us about an event called the Super Bowl of Caring, soup as in S-O-U-P, the Super Bowl of Caring. And that is a project that between now and the Super Bowl, which is February 11th, they're hoping that you, our listeners, and your friends and neighbors and others will donate at least one can of food or $1 to tacklehunger.org. And that money and those goods will go to the Peoria Area Food Bank, which will be distributed to make a dent in our hunger problem, which Wayne has outlined is very significant in the local area. Wayne, I want to get back to that, but Denise, in working with young people with Jack and Jill, Wayne indicated that you want some of your young people to develop an appreciation for projects like this and to develop an understanding for projects like this. Expound on that for me. What do you hope young people who are associated with Jack and Jill get out of working on a project like this?
Well, thank you for asking that question. Jack and Jill is a mother's organization, and what we do is we are planning to raise the next generation of African American leaders. We like to make sure that we deposit into the lives of all children, but we specifically want our young black boys and girls to learn how to grow up to be leaders, philanthropist, community activist, and professionals within their own field. And so we are working very, very diligently to make sure that our children are understanding that there is food insecurity within our neighborhood and give them the opportunity to give back, to go out, stand there in front of the stores or at basketball games or whatever.
How
to
old?
to help people to understand the need in our community.
How old are these young people?
Jack and Jill has children from age 2 to 19.
Okay. So I'm thinking the 2-year-old is probably not going to be out there, but, you know, hey, I don't know.
You would be surprised. We actually do engage all of our children in all of these things, and so we want them to begin very young, understanding that they should give back to their community.
And do they get it? I mean, do you find that they instantly get it, or do some of them, you know, act like what I would say typical teenagers, and like, okay, all right, I'll do this, but they don't internalize it?
I think at their own level, they do get it. And as they grow up in the Jack and Jill organization, they have multiple opportunities to give to their community. And so they grow up understanding that this is important. They grow up doing these different types of activities over and over, and when they become successful adults, that becomes a part of who they are.
If I could just expound on that, you know, we're planting seeds and we're exposing our young folks to different happenings, different ways of life, and as this is just one exercise that Jack and Jill is doing, just exposing folks to how other people are living. You know, so that's a great point that Denise had made.
I have a bumper sticker that I put in front of you. It's a quote from Alice Walker that says, "Activism is the rent I pay for living on this planet." That implies that you have a purpose here, that your life is more than just going to work, consuming products, being entertained, that there is a moral purpose. What do you get from that?
You know, you mentioned earlier about food insecurity, and are we making a difference? Or can we solve this problem? And I look at it as my role, my skill set, what my Father God has told me to do, was to go to work to meet individuals, to listen, to care. When, you know, one of our sayings is, when I was hungry, did you feed me? Did you feed me? And as we talk about food insecurity, just the basic pain of being hungry. Now, we might all feel that at one point during the day, when we're at lunch, we put it off for a few moments. Imagine putting it off for hours, for days, and those feelings. Now, like you, when I mentioned earlier, no, not to say we can solve them, but I could do my part.
Yeah, do you think that if more people did their part, then we wouldn't have the problem?
Absolutely. There's enough food in our area to feed all the people in our community. Enough soup kitchens to provide a hot meal for everyone. Logistics, we need to figure out. Making everything work in the trucks, the vehicles, the kitchens, and everybody, the teamwork, the volunteers in place. We can do that, absolutely. And then once we get to that point where everybody has a full stomach and everybody's sitting at the table, then we start talking about
some other issues.
Yeah, other issues. Then we start talking about, well, hey, I got a job for you. I think you can do this. And once we get them there, then we start working on those other issues.
Mm-hmm. Now, Denise, I saw you shaking your head, and I've known you for a while, and you would like to think that it's not just in the food area. I mean, we could actually broaden this and look at all kinds of issues, social issues, problems that we have that you would think are solvable if people had the will to solve them, if people were aware of them and we just applied our resources toward that. I mean, it sounds idealistic and Pollyannish, but it's...
Exactly. Yes, it is idealistic, but it's certainly achievable. There's so much money on earth. No one should be going hungry today. Oftentimes, we, at the end of the week, may clean out our refrigerators and throw food away. Restaurants probably have food that they cannot serve to people, and what do they do with that? So there is plenty of opportunity, plenty of different areas that we need to think about of what can we do in order to make sure not only that our own needs are met, but that other people's needs are met as well. We don't need to hoard things. Some things, sometimes we have more than we need, and it's okay to give a little bit in your overflow to others.
Yeah. All right, we're running out of time. Wanted to circle back to the event itself, the Super Bowl of Caring. The website, tacklehunger.org. Denise says you can go to tacklehunger.org and you can find out more information about that, Wayne.
Yeah, or you can go to the Jack and Jill website or the Peoria Area Food Bank's website or Facebook page.
Exactly. And I also wanted to mention the bins where people can go and drop off their canned goods.
Oh, you have bins?
Yes, we have several different locations. One is the Smile Center. It's at 1424 North Glen Avenue. Also, the Romaine Arts and Culture Center, they're partnering with us. They have a bin there, and you can drop off your canned goods there. They're at 919 Northeast Jefferson Street. Also, at Just Kids Dentistry at 1320 West Northmore. And last but not least, but actually you guys were first, I've been here at the Minority Business Development Center.
I think I saw that when I was coming in. It's like, wait a minute, what is this doing here? Oh, okay, good cause. All right, and we're located at 2139 Southwest Adams. So there you have it. You have four places so far. You might have more, right?
Exactly.
And you're trying to do this between now and February 11th, which is the Super Bowl. Wayne, anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
Well, if anyone has any questions, any concerns, please feel free to call the Peoria Area Food Bank at 309-671-3900.
Or repeat that number.
Area code 309-671-3900. And if I could just leave folks on this note, this is a great event, and we want to have fun while we watch the game, and we are eating, you know, chicken wings and all the other little finger foods that we eat. But just kind of remember, there are some folks in our communities who don't have as much as you do, as I do. And think about them as we think about this event, and think about, and not just, because see, it's not just for this day, even though this is a great event that we're working on, think about the Peoria Area Food Bank and other food pantries in our community who always need help and volunteers.
Okay. Last question. This is probably the most difficult question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The Lions, of course.
The Lions?
Oh, my baby, yes. Differ. Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens. Okay, wow. All right, see? Okay, the Lions, Baltimore Ravens. Well, we'll see. We'll see. You want to put a wager on it? We'll put a little can of soup on it?
A can of corn.
A can of corn. Wayne Cannon, the manager of the Peoria Area Food Bank, and Denise McWhorter, president of the Greater Peoria Chapter of Jack and Jill and America. Hey, thanks for being on the forum.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
The forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare. The forum airs at 10 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Sunday. We want to leave you with a quote from novelist Alice Walker, who said the most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Thanks for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead.